Going to this session, the hustle and the flow is going to be the answer to your prayers. I'm not kidding. We've been doing a lot of work around triggers and shifting. And one thing I learned as I've been on my journey is that it's quite challenging to move between the hustle and the flow. And a lot of people talk about working from a place of rest, but nobody teaches you how to do both at the same time. So all the things that I'm sharing with you through this program is to help you build into your day, into every hour, into every minute, the strategies to stay in this place of calm and peace, but also focus and also achieve goals. Now, I know it's easier said than done. And like everything, it's a skill set that the more you do it, the better you get at it. So I just want to kick off to encourage you with that, that it's like, okay, I know all these strategies are great, but how do I do it? Well, it's actually applying it bit by bit, little by little, minute by minute by minute by minute. I'll keep holding on, right? So let me kick off and get into it. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to help you understand and assess what happens when you're in that state of striving and hustle, which nobody wants to think about, right? But when you start to unpack it, the truth sets you free. Yeah. And if you think of it like this, and I'm going to get you to move and do some activities today to help embed and shift old beliefs, subconscious beliefs, even as I'm sharing and teaching you. Okay, so when you're in this state of hustle or this state of stress or this state of go, 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 right? Striving. Anyone relate to that? Put your hands up. When you're in that state of stress, it's like your whole body, your whole biology starts to emit different chemicals, neurochemicals, right? So for example, dopamine. So there's three pieces I'm showing you here: your biology, the neurochemicals that happen in your body, your physiology, your mental state. Then we've got your beliefs. So what beliefs support or don't support? What are the hidden beliefs that hold you back, which we talk about a lot in our programs? And what are the triggers and the habits that each day we do subconsciously without even realizing? So we're catching those little foxes. Remember, I talk about catching the lies, catching the little foxes. So we're catching the little foxes that are stopping us or holding us back from getting into being more in a place of peace. And you think about, like, we're talking about this plumb line, right? How do you accelerate quickly? How do we move towards growth, financial growth quickly? How do we also do that without overworking, without getting super fatigued? So I want you to, right up front, I want you to think about if you were to put your arms out like this, put your arms out. And I want you to imagine that in your left hand is hustle, right? Striving. And I feel like it's like bend and stretch, reach for the sky. So on your left hand is hustle. Everyone just wiggle your left hand. And on your right hand is peace and calm and flow, right? And just maybe you want to go like this. Just a movement that depicts what these feel like. So what I want you to do right now is I'm going to ask you to lean towards how you're feeling right now. Now, if you're feeling that, I want you to listen to your body. Okay, I want you to listen to your body. This is something that I realized. I was always so creative and always moving, going, 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 but I wasn't listening to my body. I wasn't tuned in and connected to my body. How did my body feel? And even to describe to someone how did my body feel, I struggled to do it because I was in my head, in my creative zone. Even when I was feeling good, I'm like, I'm not even noticing how I'm feeling in my body. So I want you to just, without thinking about it too much, put your arms back out and I want you to lean which way you're feeling. Are you feeling more towards the hustle? Okay, we've got a few people moving towards the left, or are you feeling somewhere in the middle, like you're kind of feeling okay, Or lean towards the right if you're feeling like you're in a state of calm and peace. So leaning towards the right if you're in calm and peace, somewhere in the middle if you're just neutral and in hustle or stress. And I want you to like degree of, right? So degree of hustle or stress, it's like if you're really super stressed, it's like, oh, she's got off the screen, right? Okay, all right. So put your arms down, shake it out. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're just going to get some state management here. And I've talked a lot about breathing lately. And this is something I've learned through Stephen Kotler, who's written a book called Stealing Fire, pretty cool book, and a lot of neuroscience-based studies and current information, even about breathing techniques. So we've done this before. So let's just work on our state just to get you into a state to hear and receive. So we know that the way that we do it, yes, breathing is how God has given us a way to use our bodies for calming down. And he created our neurobiology, right? He created all the chemicals in our mind. But we also know that when we surrender to him, we receive a whole nother level of peace that is beyond even just breathing, right? So let's breathe so that we can slow our brains down. So I want you to just, we're going to do box breathing. Remember, five in, hold for five, let out for five, and hold for five. So I'm going to count you in the first one, and then I'm going to get you to do three more on your own in your own time. So don't worry about your timing. So let's go. So we're breathing in. One, two, three, four, five. Close your eyes if you want to. Hold. Two, three, four, five. Out. Two, three, four, five. Hold. Two, three, four, five. And in. And I'll let you just breathe, count yourself through. Just relax. Shake out your shoulders. And one more. And just when you're ready, open your eyes again. No rush. And I just want you all to be super present today. Be really put aside anything else that's distracting you. And be very present because you're going to get more out of this session if you are highly focused. So, is it okay for you to lay aside anything else that you're working on, anything else that you're thinking about? Because I want you to get maximum return from this, right? Maximum return, exceedingly abundantly above all you hope or imagine. Would that be okay? So, I want you to just start off with, if you're listening to this at home, I want you to write down how would you like to feel by the end of this session. And you can pick up whatever word works for you. Do you want to feel focused? Do you want to feel confident? Do you want to feel calm? What's a word, a positive word? You can wait and just ask Jesus, how do you want me to feel? Clear and content. Awesome. Which one's the top of the list? Peaceful. Beautiful. All right, I'm going to teach you and coach you at the same time around this. There's three things that stop you from being in this state of convergence where you're able to grow, you're able to act, take action and work, but not be in that hustle. be in calm and be in focus. And this is a secret to creating really rapid sales in your business or rapid growth personally or achieving anything and being productive. And you think about how Jesus did it. He didn't hustle and run around, did he? He walked from place to place. He took his time and he went on the mountain. But boy, was he the most productive man in history. Went down in history, right? So, what are the three things that stop you? So, number one, your mental struggle. And I'll take you through what that looks like. Number two is lack of time or money, or your relationship with time and money, how you do time, how you think about time. And number three is fatigue, physical fatigue, just generally, even things like not getting enough sleep or fatigue, like just physically because of health issues, or just overall that overwhelm and fatigue. Yeah. So I'd love you to write down what's the one thing at the moment that you feel like you're struggling with the most. And it could be a combination, but what's the one thing that kind of jumped out at you when I shared that? So please write that down if you're at home. It's going to be very interactive. Now, does anyone's brain look like this? That's like just stressy, just even looking at it, right? It's like, it can be like all these things going on. So we're just going to move away from that really fast. But I'm like, that's what my brain feels like some days when I'm in that stressy state. So I'm going to take you through triggers that would be causing you to be in that state of hustle. So think of the hustle, think of the line, like a line across, like you've got a worksheet with a line across it. And on one end is hustle, and on the other end, we've got the word calm, or it could be peace, or it could be love. But whatever that means for you when you're in that totally focused, calm state. And I put calm because calm feels like it aligns with being focused and productive, because you can be peaceful, but not productive. Yeah. And some people, we err on the side of the peace, like we're in this state of bliss, and but we're not actually taking action. So that's not productive. That's not stewarding your time well. And it's probably because you don't know how to do the other end of it without feeling that stress. And so let me take you through some of the triggers. I'm going to share the words, and then I'm going to explain to you what each of them are so that you can assess. What we're going to do is we're going to assess your triggers that would come up to the surface when you're hustling, when you're striving, probably when you're doing certain things that feel a little uncomfortable. Maybe it's sales, maybe it's marketing, maybe it's something to do with money. So it could relate to different topics that you feel more that way. But at the moment, we're just going to kind of go generally, what are the triggers? We're going to assess your triggers. Recognize what are the things that trigger you, but don't worry, we're going to have the good stuff after that. We're going to talk about calm. So push through this as if you're, pushing through a transition, because we're going to come out the other side, and I'm going to help you to bring all the positives together, because there's reasons why you feel these, what we might call negative triggers, that your body and your mind are trying to give you something. They're trying to keep you safe. Frustration. Without overthinking it, just notice which ones pop out to you. Frustration, distraction, overwhelm, overthinking, procrastination, overworking, and self-sabotage. Now, there's a number of other triggers, but today I'm just introducing this so that you can begin to work on it bit by bit over time. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take you through these and help you to assess yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, where you're at, and which ones of these are causing you the most stress. What is frustration? So frustration for me is not being able to get there fast enough. I get frustrated if I don't get there quickly. Is anyone else like that? Put your hand up if you're like that. Some people get frustrated if they're trying to do something and it's not working for them. Like trying to do something technical, maybe trying to work out how the smart TV works. So you may have high levels of frustration around certain things. It could be around trying to create a program, or it could be around your kids or your husband or your dog. So for me, it's not being able to get there fast enough. But is frustration something that you regularly experience? Yes or no? And on a scale of 1 to 10, if 10 is like super high frustration and 1 is like, I don't feel frustrated very often. Can you please put in the chat and write down your number for frustration? So write the word frustration and then write your number. Don't overthink it. Okay. So I'm going to go through these quite quickly because I've got a bit to cover. So the next thing is overwhelm. Doing too many things to do at the one time. 1 to 10. Where are you? And overwhelm can be, I think it's like multiple thoughts at once can cause overwhelm. Not being able to prioritize can cause overwhelm. Just feeling like I can't get everything done, overloaded, right? Over cognitive overload can cause overwhelm. Trying to learn too much at once can cause overwhelm. Emotional experiences, relationships can cause overwhelm. Just generally overwhelm, 1 to 10. Distraction, getting sidetracked with things that are not aligned with your goal. I don't know anyone who doesn't get distracted these days. Distraction, social media, looking at likes, vanity metrics don't get you sales. Looking at like how many likes you've got, how many comments you've got, being really super intentional with your time. What do you get distracted with? Do kids interrupt you? Do you get phone calls? Do you get messages? Do you get emails? And this comes to, how do you block out your time and how intentional are you about what your goals are? And also, do you have boundaries in your life? And I feel like a lot of, especially a lot of Christians who are very servant-hearted, often don't know how to have boundaries, and they end up then overwhelmed, exhausted, frustrated with their own life. And again, I come back to that. Love God, love others, but the hinge is loving yourself, right? If you can't manage your own time, emotions, biology, and focus, and you wonder then why you can't achieve your goals because you're actually putting everyone else first when God's told you, I want you to do this mission. Jesus didn't get off course on his mission, and he could have. He had lots of people following him, wanting him to do their agenda. So it's a reframe for everyone because we think that it's serving God or giving God glory when we go and fix everyone's problem. And yes, you always have to be obedient, but not having boundaries, and I really am like I've had to preach to myself about this, not having boundaries, it's like you can't be everything to everyone. So, do you get distracted just with emotional stuff that people are doing? Do you get distracted with drama, with like people's relationships, or someone has a crisis or a drama, and all of a sudden you're sidetracked in your day? I feel like I'm preaching to someone here. So, please, 1 to 10 on distractions, 1 to 10 on procrastination. So, procrastination is often because you're not quite sure what to do. You might be feeling indecisive, and often procrastination, I've spoken about this, is your skill set. Sometimes you don't have the skill set that you need to be able to do what you want to do. So then you feel frustrated, overwhelmed, but then you procrastinate because you can't decide what to do now and what to do next. And this is why we run our now next training, right? To get you back to the now. And what you need is you need to actually break it down and get small wins. So that the struggle isn't too big. If you're going, I want to be here, and this is the thing with high creative, high yellows, right? You want to be over here. You see the future goal, but it's a long gap before you get there. And so you're wanting to run in a marathon, and it's overwhelming because you don't have all the skills yet to run the marathon. So I just want to ask you, do you experience procrastination a lot? And this is probably the reason why. I feel like some of you are just getting ahas right now as I say this. It is speaking to you because you're realizing this is why I procrastinate. It's not because I'm lazy. It's not because you're lazy. It's not because you don't have what it takes, it just could be that the gap between your skills and the goal is too large and you have to break it down more. Self-sabotage, knowing you are holding yourself back from what you know you're meant to do, even when you know you have it in you. I mean, who doesn't experience self-sabotage? It's interesting. I was in a call with a lot of high performers, CEOs, and very, very successful people last week, and they asked us about self-sabotage. And do you know that it was like 90% of the room said they experienced self-sabotage? So I want to encourage you, if you experience self-sabotage and you're already successful, that's very common. It's not an unusual thing. It doesn't mean that you haven't got it together, that you don't have confidence, that you're not good at what you do. And then overworking, pushing yourself all the time. So those that have been modeled by a parent who's a high performer or a parent who had a like a very strong work ethic, and most of us have been trained to work 9 to 5 and the rest. That's how we've been trained. We go to school, we sit in the classroom, we learn, learn, learn all day. We have little breaks, and then we finish the day, we go home, we do homework, and then we go to bed. That's how we were trained from a child. And I want to challenge you to reframe that training, because what happens is a lot of high performers push themselves beyond by overworking. Hello, I am still teaching myself to not do this. I've been working really hard. I've had to work very hard on changing that habit. Because even when I would make 150K in a day, I could go back into just work, 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 work mode because I've got such a high work ethic. So working more, guess what? It actually isn't, this is the good news, it actually isn't going to produce more. Everything is permissible, but not everything is profitable, yeah? And so overworking, so some of you could be like on this end of the scale with overworking. So I'm going to get you to do this again so your bodies recognize what's going on. Overworking is on the left and not working enough is on the right. So lean to the side that you do too much, right? If you're overworking too much, or if you're not doing enough and you know you're not doing enough and you're just in bliss state, you're leaning to the right. Or if you're somewhere in the middle where you've got a beautiful balance that you do both really well and you're highly productive, you might sit in the middle. Okay, everyone clap their hands. Well done on that activity. All righty. So give yourself a number 1 to 10 on overworking, please. So if you're one of those people who like to sort of stay in this like happy place, waiting for God to drop the miracle. And believe me, I've had stages of my life where I've done this, and this is the lack of balance. It's out of balance, but we can have that state of peace. We can have that state of rest, but we're doing the work. And some of you might have to build that muscle up. So think of it like this. Everyone go like this. Building your muscle, building that muscle. Right? Was at the Pilates this morning. They make us do resistance, and we're having to do all these things with the weights on. And so, building the muscle of working more, or building the muscle of learning to be stop and have breaks and recovery and rest. Everyone go like this. Gotta have fun, right? You gotta have fun. Which brings me to my next topic. But before I go into calm triggers, there's a lot more that you can do to create calm while you're working. I want to just come back and I want to ask you, what was your highest number? Which one was the thing that was it like overworking? Was it distraction? Which one was it for you?